can sit comfortably, spine tall, body still, and take a few deep breaths. Continue it there. Panchakosha Viveka, meditation or contemplation. We first looked at the physical body, Annamaya Kosha. When we look closely, we see that it's like a wave in the material universe. The material comes from the universe, is always part of the universe, goes back to it. So the moment I look at myself as the physical being, it really is an expression of the material universe. Then we saw that more subtly, I'm the energy, the life force behind the body. The life force manifests as the physical body. And then also as life force, that same life force is in and through all living beings. The whole physical universe is in a manifestation of a universal energy. So I, this energy being, am but a wave in the universal energy. And then more subtly, we saw I'm the mental being, Manomaya. Where's my body? Where do I experience it? In my mind. My whole world is a world of thoughts. Everything has to go through the mind. And then all the minds, my mind is, I didn't create it. Different things were put in. Different information coming to all the minds affecting them. Just like a tide affecting the many waves. So also the mind itself is a manifestation of some universal principle, which we can say the universal mind. Thought waves, we say. So the ripples in the wave are the thought waves in the mind wave, and this mind wave a ripple in the universal mind, we could say. Now when I look even more subtly, more subtler at myself, for instance, I watch the breath now. Some part within me, subtler part of the mind, is saying, this is the breath that I'm feeling, and that other thing is not the breath. This is the inhale, that's the exhale. I feel it here in this place, in my abdomen. Now I feel in my ribcage. Now I feel my ribcage contracting. I feel my abdomen contracting. Something is discriminating to clarify each thing on the way. This is the clear thinking or the discrimination, the intellect. Every thought is but a series of discriminations between different things. me and not me. One discrimination. Up and down. What is in, what is out. This sensation. I feel the breath. And some things I don't feel. You watch the body, you feel some sensations within the perimeter of the body, some things you don't feel. What you feel is sensation, what you don't feel isn't sensation, etc. Every thought, every experience, but a whole sequence of these small discriminations between two things. Manaha, the mind, manomaya, is like the software code in the computer. Vijnanamaya is the binary code behind it. Everything is just binary code. So the mind is really made up of the intellect, many, many small differentiations made by the intellect. I'm the consumer of the thoughts. I'm the one recognizing the thoughts. The one experiencing the thoughts, not the thoughts. I'm intellect, the rational, clear thinking capacity, vijnana maya kosha. So superficially, looking at myself, I'm manomaya, whole batch of thoughts. Looking closer at myself, I see that I'm the discerning faculty. All thoughts are but series of discernments. We call this bheda buddhi, the intellect, the one that separates one thing from the other. So I'm not the state of mind. I'm the one that discerns the state of mind. I say, now I'm peaceful, meaning I'm discerning peaceful state of mind. Now my mind is busy. I'm discerning busy state of mind. Now I'm excited. I'm discerning, excited state of mind. Same vijnanamaya, the intellect, power of discerning. Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachyate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnamevavashishyate, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi.